Welcome, and thank you for joining us for today's encouragement from Our Daily Bread on the 26th of October, 2023. The Bible reading today is Isaiah chapter 61, verses 1 to 4. The Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is on me, because the Lord has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim freedom for the captives and release from darkness for the prisoners, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favour and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all who mourn, and provide for those who grieve in Zion, to bestow on them a crown of beauty instead of ashes, the oil of joy instead of mourning, and a garment of praise instead of a spirit of despair. They will be called oaks of righteousness, a planting of the Lord for the display of His splendour. They will rebuild the ancient ruins and restore the places long devastated. They will renew the ruined cities that have been devastated for generations. Today's article, titled Planted, was written by Anne Letissier. Overnight, on the 15th of October 1987, 100-mile-per-hour winds ravaged the south of England. Around 15 million trees were uprooted or blown down, including six of the seven oaks that gave Seven Oaks its name. But later, the magnificent trees were replanted to honour the name of the town. Oak trees was one way that Isaiah, the Old Testament prophet, described the Israelites. God's people were called to uphold His name among neighbouring nations by yielding to His ways. But they rebelled, becoming instead like a fading oak, and were uprooted by the Babylonian invasion. How tender Isaiah's words must have seemed in their exile, as he promised they would once again be called oaks of righteousness, a planting of the Lord. God would heal their broken hearts and bring them comfort. He would replant them for the display of His splendour. They received this promise when God restored them to Israel. We can receive the gift of this prophecy as fulfilled through Jesus. When we feel displaced from secure circumstances or robbed of treasured relationships, we can know restoration and reassurance through Christ. He gives us joy instead of mourning and praise instead of despair. And He plants us where we live and work as spiritual oaks of righteousness, to influence others with His goodness, love, and truth. Let's pray. Dear God, help me deepen my roots in Your Word through Your Spirit within me, so that I may help others to know You and to flourish in the goodness of Your presence. Amen. Thanks for listening today. My name is Lucy, and today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.